Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and this week I've been talking about the prophetic ministry of the recent popes. Popes have part of what God has called them to do and ordained them to do is help the church read the signs of the times and interpret what the Spirit is saying to the church in the moment, how to live in a way that God is calling and that Jesus is leading his church to more effectively live out its mission in the world. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. And I began the week talking about the vote in Ireland to legalize abortion. Ireland is the first nation in the history of the world that legalized abortion through popular vote. It wasn't by 9 judges on a Supreme Court. It wasn't by a small number of culture lead. It was the popular vote of the people. And I read a talk that Pope John Paul II gave in Limerick, Ireland, in 1979, where he said Ireland was at a point of decision. Was it going to be loyal to Christ, loyal to her forefathers, and to stand up and defend life? Or was Ireland going to go the way of the world and fall, the Holy Father said, to the temptations of Satan, to become a friend of the world for the sake of getting along in the world and to fail to defend human life, to fail to recognize its sacredness, which literally was written into the Constitution of Ireland. Are you really willing, John Paul II was saying, of erasing this from your founding documents? I mean, the vision that constitutes you as a country, what you value. And of course, they failed that test. I'm trying to raise the question, what is it that we're seeing? Why is this happening? The recent popes have worked so hard to help us see it and understand it. And really, what they've been, in a very powerful way, is prophets. Like prophets of the Old Testament, like Isaiah, Jeremiah, analogous to it, really speaking to the church and speaking into the world and interpreting for all who have ears to hear an understanding of the spiritual conflict that's unfolding in each one of our lives, the societies that we live in, the cultural. Everyone knows and can feel the upheaval and the change and how radically and quickly things are changing. People within the church are shocked at how much the church has lost her place, her influence, her voice, her status, how many people are leaving the church. But it's important to see that the reason people are leaving, the reason there's a great battle, the reason the church is losing its status is because she is in a battle. And the heat's been turned up. The kingdoms are in conflict. The devil's strategy is unfolding in our time. And remember the words of St. John Paul II, the prophet. Be not afraid. We don't really have anything to be afraid of if we're standing in Christ. This is a battle, he said, that lies within the plans of divine providence. The devil always bites his own tail. He will eventually overextend this moment. This moment, it looks like a time of victory for him. He'll bite his own tail. I can see it happening even now. He's assisting in the pruning of the church. Because people who are not in it for the right reasons, people who just are culturally kind of going along with the flow, I'm Catholic because I was born that way and I was baptized and I'm just kind of going with the flow. Well, as the church's brand takes a hit, as the church becomes less popular, as the things she stands for, as in the case of Ireland, for the defense of life from conception to natural death, to say to human beings, no, you don't have the power to take human life. Not in the womb, and not in their latter years, even if they're sick. No one has the right to take the life of another, number one. And number two, life and death are in the hands of God. And we don't have a right to take up his prerogative and wield it like we're God. Friends, that's exactly what happens in what St. John Paul described as a culture of death. It's when life, that is, first, the life which comes from God begins to be suppressed, when God's claim over us and his commandments, which is life itself, Jesus called it his very food, when humanity says, we don't want those commandments, we judge your commandments, God, to be oppressive, to be intolerant, to be hateful, so you too must go. God is in the dock. God's being judged. God's ways are being judged. That's the nature of the battle as it's unfolding right now here. St. John Paul II, Pope Benedict XVI, and Pope Francis, they've all put their finger on what's at the heart of the battle. I ended yesterday's program by identifying the heart of the battle as the battle for the family. Why? Why are we living through such a radical deconstruction and redefinition of the family, of the meaning of human sexuality, of gender, of identity, of all the rest? Of course, it's all, the devil always does this. It's all dressed up as a great advance, that we have greater knowledge, and we're relying on our knowledge. Why? Because we're smarter than every generation that's ever been before us, and because religion is a myth anyway. We're going to rely on our own instincts, our own feelings, our own opinions, and we're going to redefine it all. Why? Because we want to, and because we can, because we're the masters of our own destiny. And to move this myth of a God, these religious fantasies out of the way, is what has to happen if we're going to be able to ascend and to live by the worldview we're creating for ourselves. And so the vision, the Christian vision, the biblical worldview is being dethroned, you might say, in the Western world. It's been coming down for hundreds of years, but we're living at a time where it's all being accelerated. And the logic and the implication of enthroning a whole new mythic worldview, what you might call the Gnostic worldview, is beginning to take hold throughout society. I ended yesterday by saying, Pope Francis talked about the deep struggle that we're facing. He said the whole world is at war against the family, against marriage. He said the gender ideology, which is driving it, that is that there's 100, as many genders as you want there to be, and that gender is fluid, you're this today, you're that tomorrow, if that's what you want, if that's what you feel, if that's what you believe. He called it it's demonic. It's not rooted in freedom and it's not wisdom and truth. It's not coming from a place of love of others to say it and to accept it. He said, it's demonic in its origin. Cardinal Serra, echoing what he said, today we're witnessing the next stage of the effort to build utopia apart from God. The whole focus on this utopian vision, which with kind of its Gnostic feel of mistrusting matter, right? And that the only thing that's going to save us is a special knowledge. And we have to save the world. And we save the world by creating revolution and overthrowing what's presently here, the order that's here. And that the whole point that it takes the Christian view of the radical revolution of the bringing of the kingdom of God and ultimately saving human beings that belong to God, it makes it a this world reality only. And man is going to bring about a utopia by his own power and his own resources and his own knowledge, right? He has a secret knowledge. He has a unique knowledge, whether it's Marxism, which what? Was the view that the historic conflict between the proletariat and the bourgeois were going to be in conflict and to promote what is sort of the evolutionary, the natural order and unfolding of things, leaders press for revolution. The proletariat overthrowing the bourgeois, which is going to lead to the bringing down of the ruling classes, and it's going to create a perfect utopian society. But it's all dependent upon one, denying God, denying original sin is part of it. It's a utopia. It's a self-made worldview that no longer has room for God and the things of God. And so Pope Benedict put his finger on it. St. John Paul put his finger on it. And why the family? Because the family is the institution that's established by Christ. There's two primary institutions that Christ established, the family and the church. And they're intimately tied together. In fact, the whole story of the church is built on the family. The family is the image of God. It's the image of the Trinity. Male and female become one. And from their love comes life itself. And it images to us who God is and God's plan and purpose. And it's that family that the story of God is given. From Genesis to Revelation, the whole story, an unfolding understanding of who God is and who we are. That's where it is. And the devil knows if he destroys family, he's going to destroy the church. Now, the gates of hell will never prevail against the church, but it doesn't mean that great societies or, you know, whole societies of the church could disappear. That is, meaning the faith could disappear. It's possible. Remember, Jesus wept. He said, when he returns, will there be any faith on earth? It could be just a small number of people. It's possible. We have to remember the fundamental battle on earth is a battle not between Democrats and Republicans, not between, you know, artistic people and business people, you name it. The fundamental battle is between the kingdoms. And what they're fighting for, what they're contesting for, is eternal souls, is human beings, those who are made in the image and likeness of God. And the battle's intensifying in our time. It may be, as Pope John Paul II spoke about it at the time, he said, we're entering the final confrontation. This could be the final chapter, the final moments of human history. It's possible. We don't know. Sister Lucia from Fatima put it this way. In a letter she gave to Cardinal Caffaro to give to the Pope, she said, the final battle, Mary told her this, Our Lady, the final battle between the Lord and the reign of Satan will be about marriage and family. Don't be afraid, because anyone who operates for the sanctity of marriage and the family will always be contended and opposed in every way, because this is the decisive issue. However, Our Lady has already crushed its head. That is, to crush the head of the serpent. St. John Paul II used to exhort us again and again that one of the great weapons, maybe the great weapon besides the sacraments themselves, is the rosary. Praying the rosary for the salvation of the world, for reparation for sin. Friends, we are in a spiritual battle. And it's a battle we're all called to take up. And it's a battle ultimately Christ has already won. We just need to engage it with our heart, soul, mind, and strength, find our place in it, and let God use us to bring about his victory. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.